I'm Bruce Van Dyke, along with Larry Wright. This is WEOL Morning Show. And joining us in the studio this morning, from the United Way of Greater Lorain County, we have Ryan Aroney. And Ryan, who did you bring with you today? I know there's United Way always brings the collaboration, so who are we collaborating with today?
So we have our partner from Hands On Northeast Ohio and the Lorain County Volunteer Connection, Gwen Stembridge.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gwen. I thought when I saw that Gwen was coming in, I'm thinking, I think I met Gwen in, back at the kickoff campaign back in the fall.
That's right. That's right.
When you had a lot of people kind of signing up for lists of different volunteers or how to get about that type of thing. So there were a lot of projects already in the works back then, right?
Absolutely. And it has only grown from there. So that's pretty exciting for us. Engaging a lot of folks in giving back in Lorain County and making a difference in our community.
Do you find return visit volunteers? In other words, once they get kind of a taste of what it's about, they're thinking, I like to do that. I want to do that again. I want to help in other ways too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Volunteering is, I think it's a little bit contagious sometimes. When you do something, you see the impact that it makes, and you see that when you're working with others together, it can really make a big difference. The relationships that you build with other people and the things you learn about your community that you maybe didn't know that existed right in your neighborhood or right around the corner or right down the street. So it's just a good learning experience. And then, feels good, right?
Now, but the key sometimes is to make sure that the process is run well. You know, there's sometimes we'll say, show up and help, and then everybody shows up and everybody's standing around and looking who's in charge, what am I supposed to do? And then you start feeling like I'm wasting my time. Obviously, with the hands-on program, you've kind of worked out the bugs and got a good routine going, right?
That's our goal. We've found that, you know, there's a lot of people who want to give back, who want to volunteer, and they, you know, they show up and they're ready to go. And, you know, maybe the organization or the group is not quite ready for them, or, you know, they didn't anticipate how many people would be showing up or something like that. So really our goal is to get really good at managing those types of projects and have good close relationships with our nonprofit partners so that the projects are designed in a way that will be that will give the most benefit to the organizations and the communities that we're supporting while at the same time giving the volunteers a good experience and that really makes that connection and makes it impactful. So we manage those projects, and we train volunteer leaders also to manage those projects. So anyone who's interested can visit us at uwlorainecounty.org/volunteer.
Now, you had done something like this in Cuyahoga County, right? And sort of moved also into Lorain County. Ryan and Gwen, how did that kind of build and expand?
So for us here in Lorain County as United Way, you know, our taglines are give, advocate, volunteer. And so I think a lot of people know and recognize United Way from campaign and raising money, but it's really important for us to be more than just that. Especially with volunteering and having people get involved with our work and in the community. And so, quite honestly, we looked at ourselves and we realized that was a weakness. We weren't doing those managed volunteer projects. And just like you said, if people show up and, you know, there's some confusion or some wasted time, people aren't going to have that good experience and want to come back. So we wanted to be sure we were really good in that area. And we were really fortunate to build a relationship with Hands On Northeast Ohio. Jeff Griffiths, the executive director there, had helped us on some of our projects over the years, you know, really with his expertise and the expertise of the Hands On network. So what we did is we actually formed a strategic partnership that brought that expertise to Lorain County. And it's funded by the Community Foundation of Lorain County and the Nord Family Foundation. And so when I introduced Gwen as our partner, it's a little different because Gwen is based out of our office. So we're really just one happy family. We're one, you know, we're two agencies, but we're completely working together in this mission here in Lorain County. So I think it's working very well for what we had hoped as our strategic plan. It has boosted up our capacity to host volunteers and to help our agencies with volunteerism. And it's expanded the Hands-On Network into Lorain County.
Now, I'm looking at the hands-on-northeastohio.org site and the calendar. You have things going on every day of the week, multiple things. I'm looking at some community garden prep. There's a dance night with adults with disabilities. So volunteers do all sorts of things, right?
Absolutely. No matter what your skill set is or what your passions are, there are opportunities to get involved. And so that calendar online has opportunities from spanning from Lake County to Cuyahoga County and Lorain County. Wow. So the Lorain County specific ones, I'll highlight a few just because I get excited about them. We have an ongoing partnership with the Boys and Girls Club and the Yes Zone in South Elyria. We have a partnership with El Centro in Lorain, where we're working with adult learners who are trying to improve their English skills. So volunteers are tutors. You don't need to know Spanish or anything like that. You're there as a conversation partner. We're also at the George Jones Farm in Oberlin.
Wait a minute. You're there just to talk to somebody?
Just to have a conversation.
And they
it's pretty
practice
easy.
Their English skills, I guess?
Absolutely.
Is that kind of what
right.
they have?
Right. So it's easy. You don't have to be an expert at anything. And the nice thing about our model, too, is that those opportunities are ongoing. So you see the calendar. You know, if you can't make it 1 week, you can jump in another week or another month. The opportunity is there's always that that volunteer leader who's there, who's that trained person, just an average Joe like you or me. And they have that little bit of extra training to lead a project and lead other volunteers to, again, ensure that that project is done well, that we're not making more work for the agency, right? But we're working with that organization to make sure the project's impactful and then the volunteers are having a good experience.
You know, sometimes people say volunteer is a good way to sort of change your skills, increase your skills. If you're unemployed, if you're out of work, sometimes you just sort of volunteer. Keeps you busy, also keeps you connected with people. And then again, you may also find something in one of those volunteer opportunities that really kind of resonates with you and makes it something that you want to pursue maybe as a career of sorts.
Absolutely. We have absolutely seen that through hands-on. I mean, someone finds, whether it's a new, you know, career path or just a new passion or something that just ignites them, something to get excited about. You know, if you're not as excited about your everyday job, if you don't get to work in jobs like Ryan and I do, then, you know, it's something that you get excited about. You get excited about working with kids or with older adults or, you know, getting your hands dirty in the garden or whatever it may be.
And even, sorry to interrupt, mm-hmm. even with me and Gwen mentioned, I love my job and I feel so lucky and blessed to look forward to going to work every day. I know a lot of people don't have that. But even with that, I volunteer often and I get to look at that calendar and pick out projects that I don't get to do every day. I do some really cool things at my job, but I'm not gardening at the George Jones Farm in Oberlin. I'm not, you know, working with kids at a homeless shelter, whatever it is. I get to sign up and do different types of projects. And a couple of key points about this model that as a volunteer, you know, not even speaking as Ryan, the United Way partner, just a volunteer who uses this calendar often, it does such a great job of taking care of all of those barriers to volunteering. So, you know, if you're a person who's interested in volunteering, who's listening, you probably aren't quite sure where to go. You maybe don't know who to call. You're not even sure what agencies need your help. So it takes care of all of those things because Gwen is out recruiting those volunteer partners and they're getting all of those opportunities on the calendar. And then once you show up, again, it helps with those other barriers that are there with your time commitment. Hey, I'm signed up for 2 hours. I want to best utilize my 2 hours. I don't want to spend the first half hour looking around for the right door to go into and finding the right person once I'm there. Gwen and her staff and the trained volunteers will be there waiting for you. They'll send you the instructions once you sign up on if there are any special parking instructions or, you know, hey, the door is under the awning in the back of the building. You know, all of those things are taken care of for you. So you show up, there's a smiling face there to greet you who introduces you to the other volunteers. You get, you know, right away, you know everybody, you know a friendly face, you have a name, and then you get working and you really spend your time efficiently. And as a volunteer, for me, that's probably the most important thing is to really just feel like I've committed my time and it was spent efficiently and wisely and I really made a difference. And so I just think that's a huge benefit of what this calendar and what this model brings to us in Lorain County.
And I guess that's the key to also getting people to return. If it's a good experience for them, they'll come back, try something else. Maybe it's the same one. As you mentioned on the calendar, there's sort of things that maybe happen on a regular basis. So you can get into your own routine and say, okay, Tuesday nights I'll be doing this and it works out. Other times you're thinking, well, there's some free time I have or here's a bigger project. Like, for example, you have the Spring Day of Caring coming up on May 16th. Now, that's a day you kind of mobilize a lot of people, a lot of locations sort of for a finite period of time. What are some of the things that are happening during that day?
Yeah, absolutely. Those days of service are great opportunities to bring a lot of diverse people together to really make a tangible difference. So we're focusing our efforts this year in South Elyria. So the Yes Zone, which is one of the United Way collaboratives, stands for the Youth Empowerment Services Zone. And the lead agency for that collaborative is the Boys and Girls Club. So that's kind of where we're centered that day. Everyone will start out there. We'll have breakfast. There will be t-shirts, if that's a motivator for you. And then we're focused in three different areas that day. So right at the Boys and Girls Club, there are some improvements to be made there. Their playground, I mean, kids use that playground all the time. So we're going to mulch a little bit there and do some physical improvements around that area. We'll also be at Horizon Educational Center, creating a learning garden for the young people there. So they've done a lot already with their curriculum and learning and about gardens and about plants and all of that. And so we're just going to make sure they have a learning garden there so that they can have that hands-on learning experience. Then the third project, we're going to have folks over at Elyria South Park doing, again, a little bit of mulching and a little bit of cleaning around, just really beautifying the park. So opportunities for folks who are skilled to, you know, build those garden beds or things like that, but also opportunities for families and young people and older folks. Really, there's that wide variety. If you are willing, we can use your skills. So we'd love to have folks out. That'll be from 9 until 1. It's also Lorain County Pride Day. So that's just our Pride Day efforts along with the rest of the county. So from 9 until 1, breakfast and lunch are being served. We'll all gather back at the end of the day at the Boys and Girls Club. We'd love to have folks. We really are recruiting volunteers now. Would love to have you.
How do you sign up for that particular event?
Yeah, go to uwlorainecounty.org /volunteer, and that's there, the Spring Day of Caring. You can click that.
Now, there's Day of Caring at other times of the year, right, or doing different things, right?
We do, yeah. So in the fall, we do a whole week of caring, which is typically the week after Labor Day, which is a little later this year, but we go a whole week. Which the idea of that is to, again, recruit volunteers who maybe haven't been involved before and orient them to the process and show them how awesome this experience is. And so we just have a variety of projects all week long, different days of the week, different times of the day. So for a variety of schedules and types of people, you can find a way to get involved. And the hope is then once you see how fun that is, now you know how easy it is to come back and get involved. So this is our Spring Day of Caring, and then we do the Week of Caring in the fall.
Again, the Spring Day of Caring is coming up on May 16th, which you also identified as the Lorain County Pride Day, which was a wonderful thing created some decades ago.
Absolutely.
I think it's been now.
Yes.
So there's always that time if you're out on that particular day, you will see groups of people bend over planting flowers or raking, or you'll see kind of the sort of debris being cleaned up and collected, which is kind of a way of being so proud of your community, because that's one of those things that not only through the winter months trying to get everything done, but just sort of being proud of the community, which creates a better life for the people in those communities too.
Absolutely, and that's what we're all about. And I would encourage listeners, as a call to action, to get involved anywhere on Pride Day. We would love to have you with our Day of Caring in South Elyria. We're partnered with Leadership Lorain County on that project to get some great people involved. But if that doesn't work for you, just find a project. There are a lot of them going on throughout Lorain County. Pretty much every city is covered. Different rotary groups and service clubs and schools and all different types of agencies are doing projects. So, again, we'd love to have you with the Spring Day of Caring, but whatever works for you, that would be our call to action. Just get involved.
Our guests today have been Ryan Aroney with the Lorain County United Way and also Gwen Stembridge, who is with the, if I got this right now, it's a hands-on Northeast Ohio.
That's right.
And
that's
if you want to get your hands-on and be involved, it's a good place for them to check it out and to be a volunteer. And I suppose also agencies that maybe are in need of volunteers, too, can contact you to be on that end of the.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate both of you coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for your time.